More on our top story today, where 12 people were killed early this morning at the midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises Batman movie. At least 50 people were injured. The gunman has been identified as James Holmes. He lived 4 miles from the theater in Aurora and was a former medical student. Corbin Dayton was in the theater at the time of the shooting. Here's what he told KUSA-TV.
I came before my friend. I was sitting down getting a seat for her when she gets here. I noticed a person who came into the theater and sat to the very front row of us, to the very corner, to the very right. And it seemed like he got a phone call, and he went and took his phone call towards the emergency exit. Most people take their phone call towards the lobby. So it seemed like he was holding his door open with his foot, and when I looked at what he was doing, his gestures was looking like he was trying to find somebody or trying to signal somebody to come this way. And then my friend came. I went to bring her into the theater. The door was closed. And about 15 to 20 minutes into the movie, the door swings back open. A guy walks in dressed all in black, helmet, gas mask, black armor, suit, everything. And I noticed something went off behind me. I wasn't sure if he threw it or if somebody behind me threw it into the audience behind me. But it was a gas canister. It got harder to breathe, and less than 2 seconds of it going off, the gunshots started happening.
That's Corbin Dayton, an eyewitness to the shooting. Rebecca Fidelli was with her friend and sister in Theater 8 right next door. She was also watching Batman, and she told us what happened when the shooting began.
We were watching the movie, and it was like 15 minutes into it, and all of a sudden, like, there was these really loud pops. And at first, we thought it was part of the movie, but then it started to get, like, really smoky in our theater, and it started to smell. And my friend's brother from the theater next to us, Theater 9, called her and was like, "You guys need to get out because there's a gunman in here." And so we all got up, and we were, like, headed towards the emergency exit, and we went down the stairs, and on the stairs there was, like a trail of blood.
Did you run into people leaving from the theater where the gunman was?
We couldn't get out of our theater. Like, we tried to leave the emergency exit, but apparently he was out there. And so we were, like, trapped in our theater until they, like, opened the door at the top. But for a while, we were just standing there, like, really scared.
I can imagine. And I've read that some of the bullets came through the walls to other theaters from where the gunman was. Did that happen in your theater?
I personally didn't see any bullets, but other people said that they saw them coming through the walls.
And a lot of people dressed up for this movie, right? So there were a lot of people wearing black, all black.
Yeah, and especially this guy behind us was dressed in full black, and his face was covered in a Batman mask and everything.
Did that start to make people concerned about what was happening in the other theater, and there's blood on the stairs, and there are a lot of people dressed in black? And
Well, none of us really knew what was happening. They sounded like firecrackers, but when we saw the blood, we were like, it can't just be firecrackers. And then when somebody from Theater 9 called us and told us we had to leave because there was a gunman, then we started to freak out. And when they told us we couldn't leave because the gunman was out there, then we were, like, really scared. And
how did you get out of the theater?
They sounded the emergency alarms, and they finally opened the door at the top of the theater. And so we all had to, like, rush up the stairs and get out and then go back down the stairs once we were out of the theater.
Well, it sounds very confusing and scary about what was happening. Who was directing and telling you what to do? Was there movie personnel there?
I didn't see anybody directing us where to go. There could have been, but not that I saw.
When you left the theater, it was finally by the door you came in. And I'm wondering then, what did you see?
When we came out, it was when everybody from all three theaters came out. And so it was really crazy. Everyone was running out. And when we got outside of the theater, there was tons and tons of police officers and fire trucks, and I saw this girl laying on the ground who was shot in the leg. And we should have stopped and talked to the police officers, but we just wanted to get out of there, so we ran to our car and we just left.
That's Rebecca Fidelli. Via Twitter, Christina Vasquez wrote that she was working at the theater last night. She tweeted, "Please shut down all the theaters in Aurora, including mine. I would feel so much safer." We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Here and Now.